Good morning, everyone. So a lot of freshers have just come to my college, and the most important tip that I give them is ki, you know, become a nine-pointer. You know, score as much as you can starting from the first year itself, because there is a lot of, there's a trend going on that, you know, you just came out of school and, you know, you should relax a little, you know, we'll cover it up in second year. And I still recommend everyone to become a nine-pointer as soon as they can. But that the second question that they ask me is, how do we study? You know, how do we get good marks? You know, what's the right way to, you know, get good marks? And this is one question that was completely unaware to me when I also started, because first of all, and I'm not being modest, I am very, very mediocre when it comes to intelligence, you know, academic intelligence. And I used to feel very intimidated because I study well, but I need to study a lot in order to get good marks. And, you know, I need to work very hard and my memory is very bad. And, you know, I panic, you know, and it's I feel very pressurized, you know. I can't just, you know, start preparing one night before the exam and score well. So, you know, I was the typical average student. And when I came to my college, I saw all these kids who were supremely intelligent, you know, who were preparing for all these big, big colleges. And I could see that these guys are pretty intelligent. So I know how it feels to be confused about how we can get good marks. But throughout my life, I have figured out some tricks. You can say they're not really tricks. They're quite obvious, but we often forget them. But, you know, these things have genuinely helped me to score good marks. And, you know, a lot of people ask me that, dude, you don't seem that stressed out at all. And, you know, how do you do it? And in reality, it's actually pretty simple. You know, people have made things very complicated these days. I don't even know why. But the ways I have used have really helped me. I am a 9.07 CGPA at the end of my fourth year. And I'm pretty happy. I am completely satisfied with where I am. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who have done a lot better. And I have a lot of friends who work really hard but still cannot get good marks because I know where they are lacking. So if you're a fresher, the most important thing is to stay awake in your class. You know, just know what's going on in the class. I'm not asking you to listen and remember and make notes of everything that is being taught, but just be aware of what's going in your class. If you don't go to classes regularly, spend time on the weekend making some notes, you know, some sort of note, you know, some beginning, you know, so that you don't open a blank notebook one week before your exams. Because one of the most important traits of performing well is not how much you study, it's not your intelligence, it's not your hard work, it's your state of mind. If you have a strong state of mind, you can begin studying 12 hours before the exam and you'll memorize everything. If you have a weak state of mind, you can prepare 1 month before your exam and you will still be panicked and you will still mess up your exam. So the most important thing is to have a confident state of mind, and you do not get confidence unless you're prepared. So what I do is every weekend, or you know, every 2 weeks ke baad, I open the presentations or all the study material and I just start making notes. Now, making notes is also an art itself. I learned this from a lot of my friends. You know, I've been around some incredibly inspiring people, and you know what they used to do is they used to make their notes look good. So if you are a person with bad handwriting, I would suggest you to figure out ways how to improve your handwriting and start making good notes. That involves, you know, keeping the headings in black and, you know, the definitions in blue. And if you are writing something important, don't write the complete paragraph from your presentation or your reading material. See, when a teacher reads your answer, he or she only looks for certain points. So whenever teachers are reading an answer, they have a certain set of keywords right in front of them and they check that, has the student mentioned these certain keywords? So now, if you're going to say that, you know, photosynthesis is a process of how plants convert carbon dioxide into oxygen and generate energy for their molecules, you don't need to write the whole thing in your notes ka copy. Just write photosynthesis, energy conversion, oxygen, carbon dioxide, plants, that's it. Because these are the keywords the teacher is looking, because obviously the teacher does not have the time to read complete transcripts. So what she does is she's just looking at the major points, and even if your answer is correct, but you have not mentioned those correct keywords, I call them glory words, you know, glory phrases and glory words. if you don't have those glory words in your answers, you will not score well. So what I used to do is I used to write the you know, the joining sentences in blue, and whenever I used to find that glory word, the crux of the answer, I used to write it in black. So what happens is, if you write the important stuff in black ink and ordinary stuff in blue ink, when you're going through your notes, what your brain does is, your brain is reading a sentence, okay? So this plant is called this, that. This plant is called is in blue ink, and, you know, pitcher plant is in black. So your brain instantly stops and focuses that, oh, wait, dude, the ink just changed from blue to black. Is this something important? And, you know, you almost get this photographic image in your brain because of the change in the, you know, ink. That's why we use bold letters in our letters and contracts, because making things bold or using a different ink for those glory words actually helps you to remember all that stuff. And, you know, make notes before the exams, okay, so that you have some idea. Now, to be honest, in my case, I usually forget whatever I've written. So when I open my notes one night or one week before the exam, it feels like I'm not even the one who wrote these things, because I completely forget. You know, I have terrible memory. But at least I'm confident, you know, somewhere in my subconscious mind, I know that I did this before. So I think that state of mind is very important. The second thing is that whenever I approach a class subject or you know, any examination, you know, I don't focus on the question. I understand the teacher, you know. Now, this is a very weird advice, but what I would recommend you is to understand the person who's checking the answer. So when I am studying a subject, I focus more on who the teacher is, what kind of teacher he or she is. You know, I understand the teacher's psychology and I go read the teacher's personality. So there are some teachers who expect long answers. There are some teachers who want answers in points. There are some teachers who want short answers. There are some teachers who want a certain language. There are some teachers who speak in a certain way, so they expect you to write the answers in the certain way. So it's very important that you understand the teacher. Everyone understands the question, okay? Everyone, almost everyone who studied knows the answer. But you'll notice that in the same class, for the same answers, different students are getting different marks. That is because the person who understands the answer but misunderstands the teacher will always lose. So it's not only important to understand the answer or the question, it's very important to understand the teacher. And you can do this by going to the teacher and understanding how he or she thinks. You know, ask her, ma'am, what are you expecting? You know, what kind of answers should we write? You know, when you're listening to the teacher's lecture, understand the kind of grammar he or she uses. Understand the tone he or she uses. You know, you need to crack the personality of the teacher. If you crack the personality of the teacher, you can tailor your answers according to what the teacher wants. You know, the biggest mistake people do is they keep focusing on the answer, on the answer, on the answer. No, dude, it doesn't depend on the answer. It depends on the person who's checking the answer. Even if your answer is completely correct, but it's not in the way that the teacher is expecting, you will not get marks. So what is more important, dude? Is it understanding the question, or is it understanding the faculty who's going to check the question? You know, and that is one very important advice that I want to give you all. The third thing is, you know, performance in your examination is not just dependent on your preparation. It's dependent on your biological and mental abilities as well. There are some students who have terrific memories, so they can read anything, you know, one night before the exam and quickly memorize it. And there are some students like me who need to memorize stuff again and again. Now, you know, a lot of you kids might be involved in smoking or drinking or, you know, all those kinds of stuff that teenage boys do. Not only boys, I mean girls as well. And there's one very huge disclaimer. When I say people, or even by mistake, if I say teenage boys, you know, mostly it's boys and girls both. You know, I am a boy, so by nature, I just say he, or by nature, I say boys or guys. You know, I'm sorry, I'll correct that, because I've received some replies saying that, why do you only address boys? Why is this only for boys? It can be for girls too. Yeah, it can be for girls too. Okay, I'm sorry if I don't say boys and girls together. I am a boy, so it's easier for me to say he. So yeah, just there, it's for everyone out there. So what I was saying is that you need to focus on your health when you're performing for your exams, and that involves eating all your meals correctly, and if possible, add almonds to your diet. I have seen major improvements in my memory. If I eat a lot of walnuts and almonds, I can feel it, and I'm not into drinking or smoking. And I try to get rid of all the distractions that boys usually have during exam days, and just focus on your exams, and eat properly, sleep properly, because biological abilities actually affect the way you perform in your exams. So you need to make sure that you have your body's energy with you. Your body is on that optimum stage where you know what to do. Your brain is working functionally, and for that, you need to give your brain enough food and vitamins and minerals to perform. And naturally, okay, don't have supplements. Eat almonds, eat walnuts, drink a lot of water, sleep properly, listen to music, keep your body and mind refreshed. Otherwise, you will not be able to perform at your best ability. Another very important example is that you cannot do everything. So a lot many times people suffer because they're trying to cover all chapters, they're trying to cover all topics. In reality, if you notice, okay, so there are some students who study 1 month before the exam, and there are some students who study only 1 night before the exam. When you're studying 1 night before the exam, you eventually only study what's truly important because you have less time. And in reality, only those stuff come. Okay, and those kids who study 1 night before, they get 50-60% marks. And people who are studying 1 month before, they get 80% marks. So there's only a 20% increment, between the guy who's studying 1 night before and between the guy who's studying, 1 month before. And that is because the person who studies 1 month before spends a lot of time doing things that are not actually required for the examination. Of course, everything is there in the syllabus, but there are some topics that are truly important. And I'm not saying that do not study 1 month before, but even if you're studying 1 month before, you need to focus more on things that truly matter. Don't try to cover everything perfectly, or don't try to become a master of everything, because if you decide to do everything, you will panic, because it's never ever possible to do everything perfectly. Every chapter, every definition, you cannot memorize everything. So you need to learn this from the kids who do it 1 night before, that you need to focus on the important stuff. Everything else is bonus. Once you do with this, once you, prepare with this mindset, you'll be very peaceful in your life, because you know that the stuff that is important is already done, and now what I'm doing is just bonus. Another very important thing is not to lose hope in the middle of the race. So, for example, if in your college there are three exam cycles, exam one, exam two, exam three, and then a final exam, even if you get bad marks in one single assignment or one single examination, do not lose hope, because college is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Okay, it's a long, long, long race. I mean, I saw a lot of students in my first year itself who got bad marks, and then they got demotivated for the rest of their college lives, and they did not improve. And it's not like that, dude. It's a 4 year long race. It's not one exam long. Even if you perform well for a single year, you have 3 years to improve it. Even if you perform bad for 2 years, you have 2 years left to perform. You have a lot of time to cover up. So don't think of this as a sprint race. Even if you're scoring bad today, you have plenty of other credits. You have plenty of other options to score well and cover it up. So do not lose hope, even if you get an arrear or even if you fail, because you have a lot of time to improve and rise and, figure stuff out. Do not panic at any single cost. Do not stress out. Have enough courage to cover it up, and you'll beat everyone. So we have already reached 15 minutes, so I'll just share my last tip. If your college has absolute grading, this might not work for you, but if your college has relative grading, where grades are decided on the basis of other students' marks, I would recommend you to focus on places where other students do not focus. So if your subjects have a theory component and a lab component and a project component, the most obvious phenomena is you to focus on the theory more, because we have theory exams, and just take the J component or the lab very lightly. But in reality, if you focus more on the J component and lab where everyone else is not paying attention, your grade will rise exponentially because it's relative grading. So if you're focusing more on places where everyone else is focusing more, then even if you get a good grade, it won't affect you relatively. But if you are giving more attention to places where everyone else is not paying enough attention, even 4-5 marks ka increment will help you grow exponentially. So focus on places where everyone else is not focusing, you know, work very hard for your J component and get 100 out of 100 in that. You know, work very hard for your labs, get 95 out of 100, because there, if you perform well, because of relativity, your overall grade rises up very quickly. Another very important thing is to understand what matters in the complete picture. So if you are giving 100 marks ka exam, but in reality for the overall grade, it only matters 20%. You know, don't ignore other things just for that 20%. So if there's an assignment which it can be done in 2 hours, you know, the due date is tonight, and you know, it's for 10 marks, and those 10 marks carry 10% weightage overall. Students take those 10 marks very lightly, so they don't do it themselves. You know, at the last moment, they try to copy it from other students, and they will study 1 week before for that exam that carries 20% marks just because it's a paper written exam. You know, subconsciously, when there's an actual exam, students take things very seriously. But you know, if it's a digital assignment, even though mathematically it weighs a lot of importance, they will not prepare for it. So if you have quizzes going on in your college, and you know that quizzes for 10 marks, and you know, you can get those 10 marks within 10 minutes. So the quizzes for 10 minutes, and if you perform well in those 10 minutes, you get 10 marks, you know, quickly. On the other hand, those same 10 marks are, you know, out of a lot of effort if you get those 10 marks from your normal exam. So you need to study a lot to get those same 10 marks in your normal paper examination, but you can get the same 10 marks in this quiz if you study well. But people don't focus on these quizzes and assignments because, you know, there is no paper written exam. They think that, oh dude, it's just a 10 minute thing, you know, we'll guess it out, you know, we'll take it casually. So don't take these things casually. Understand the importance of, you know, percentages, you know, focus on things that truly matter. So even if you mess up one of your exams that weighs 20%, you still have 10% left from the quiz, you still have 10% left from your assignments, you can cover it up there. But people, you know, they don't value these things properly. So you need to prioritize your attention and energy to places in proportion to their value for your overall grade. So we are running out of time. I mean, I think we are at 19 minutes. So that's quite a long podcast. But, you know, I still have a lot to share. But you can use these tips right now. And of course, I do not mean to offend anyone. You know, these are the things that have worked for me. It's not necessary that they will work for you as well. And I do not intend to offend any person, any existing institution, any college, any way of learning. It's just my own opinion and my intentions are positive. Still, if you feel like I've said something wrong or offensive or inappropriate, you can message me on Instagram on @AnshMehra, or you can email me on MrBharatMehra@gmail.com. And yeah, that's about it. This was Ansh Mehra and you are listening to episode 18 of Take It Easy. Have a great day ahead. And I wish you luck for everything and beyond.